praise the Lord. Another characteristic of the dove is that the dove is loyal to her mate. You never hear a dove divorce. You never hear that. Apart from each other. And it's a symbol of the Holy Ghost. When you say a dove will not depart from her mate, that is why it is a domestic bird. If you want any dove, you bring a dove. And you want that dove to make your home her own home. Just bring a female one and bring a male one together and put them in a place. If they will have to leave that house, then the two of them will have to live together. But when the other one is left at home and one goes out for any reason, go and release him anywhere he goes, his heart is still at home here because he has a partner at home. It is known to be a very, very loyal and faithful partner. Praise the Lord. And because it is a home bed like that, it is also, it was then, before the advent of technology as we are now, in those days, William Branham told the story of that dove that was used during the First World War by the American soldiers. And that story is a perfect story of redemption. As I listen to that story, talking about the faithfulness of God. That songwriter says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. It never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Always renewed. Every morning, every day, every day. His heart is with his people. His people were lost. And he must get them. God himself had his children who were in danger on earth. That makes us understand what God is doing through that story during the First World War. That the American soldiers, a group of them, got themselves stuck in a battle line, battle front. And here we are, the German soldiers coming well armed. And these American soldiers had to get hauled up in their trenches, in their holes there. They knew they were all gone if they don't have a reinforcement. There was no means of communication as we are now. They counted themselves all dead if immediate reinforcement is not brought to them. Then suddenly, one of the soldiers remembered that he took his dove from the barrack where he lives along with him. Then he remembered. So he wrote in a piece of paper telling them their position, telling them the danger, telling them the need for the American troop there to send reinforcement immediately. You don't need to talk, give a sermon to that dove. The dove has her mate at home. His heart is already at home. If you release it, he is anxious to me. He's missing his mate. They know what will happen. If you release this dove, it will not go anywhere else. It will go straight home. And everybody knew a dove to be a courier, a messenger. They tied the paper to his legs where they wrote the message and released him. And he began to fly. The position is such that he has to fly past the German battalion that was coming. And the story records, immediately those Germans saw that bird, they know send a message they carry go. They began to fire it. I am not talking the story of a dove, it is the story of redemption. The dove, the fire one wing, he managed with one other wing, the one left, and continued bleeding. But he has his heart somewhere. He was bruised for our iniquity. The Father had you in mind, had me in mind. We are in danger if he doesn't do something. He had to send a message to save us, send a reinforcement to save his children. And that bird continued. He didn't give up. A faithful, a loyal bird. And before you know what, the fire, another one broke the leg. The fire in so many shots until he managed and managed, bleeding and bleeding, until he got to the camp and fell there and died. But the message was delivered. Hallelujah. That is why we have that sign of a dove. Praise the Lord. Such a faithful bird. Speaking about the Holy Ghost and his faithfulness. That came despite all the odds against him. Came with that message through that lamp. Praise the Lord. We see another example of Noah. Noah. We all know the story of Noah. God told him to make an ark. Judgment came upon the world. 40 days. Noah was in the ark. Judgment came upon this world. Flood. We know the story. How long will we remain inside this ark? The ark is another sermon we shall preach. But whatever it is, there was sign as if the storm. Of course, the storm stopped. It took another 150 days for the waters to recede. We know the story. How will Noah know whether coast is cleared now for us to come out? How will we know? How will we know? He has animals. Hallelujah. The Bible says he decided to send a raven. There, another name for it is a crow. The crow, hallelujah, he eat anything, dead animal, he will eat it, dead food, he will eat it, rotten everything, he can eat it, nothing will happen. He has gallbladder. As soon as the bird was released, remember, he didn't talk to the animal. You can't talk to them. We only know their characteristics. You only know the characteristics. Praise the Lord. Noah was wise enough. Noah decided to send the raven. The raven went to Noah, waited. He didn't come back. He has been in the ark, where he was saved from the destruction that is outside. Not knowing that all that period he was in the ark, he was in prison. His mind was outside. The Bride Assembly Church here is like that ark of Noah to some people. As long as they are here, you think they are one of us. Let them have opportunity to jump out. That there are no more church members here. Go to their Facebook, you will see who they are. Even the fan is answering me. Have you noticed that the fan was not from the men's side? It's from the women's side. They are the ones that are in this cage called Bride Assembly. But before you know what, Noah knew immediately, since that animal, that bird didn't come back, it means there are many dead bodies still floating. This bird cannot come back. He has to wander there and enjoy himself with those dead, contaminated food. He sent again. Which reliable bird will I send now to know? He sent the dove. The dove went. After some time, run, came back and enter. No one knows, say, dirty full ground. No way, there's no clean place yet. So he remained again for another 7 days. Then he decided to send that same dove again. Release the dove through the window up. And before you know what, after some time, the bird came back with an olive leaf. Green leaf. Hallelujah. And when Noah saw it, then Noah knew, praise the Lord, that the flood had receded and there's peace now on earth. I said, take note. Hallelujah. That raven is a type of the believers, even in Bride Assembly. Somebody asked me a question concerning Hebrew chapter 6 from verse 4. Let's read it. During the vigil, that raven is a type of that believer described there. From, hallelujah, chapter 6 and verse 4. Hebrew chapter 6 and verse 4, 5 and 6. What did he say? For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. Verse 6. If they shall fall away, what he's saying is, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. See, they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Peter described that person as a dog going back to her vomit. It's only a dog that will vomit something. They go back again and carry what you vomited and eat it again. Eat it very well. Eat it very well. And they are here. They have left this church. They were here with us. One of them was head of evangelism here. Go to the Facebook and see what he's putting up there. And Apostle Paul is saying, after hearing this word, after seeing the reality of the gospel, you fall away. He said, it is impossible to renew you again. It is impossible. Why? The raven found pleasure. That was who Demas was. Demas was working with Apostle Paul as a mighty man. He was the associate pastor. But as soon as, hallelujah, he sit down, she say, oh boy, person, follow this gospel, man go, quench, see how old I don't reach you. So, he went out there, turned everything upside down, But when that dove, it's because you are a crow, you are a raven. But when that dove, the spirit that is in you is the spirit of a raven, not the spirit of a dove. When that dove went, came back, praise the Lord. He came back with a leaf. What is that green leaf signify? It is signifying, amen, that peace has come upon the earth. And you know that the dove is also a symbol of peace. All national celebrations, you see them in all countries, they release the dove. What they are actually saying is they are preaching peace. And it is a symbol of peace because of his innocence, his gentleness, his harmlessness, and all. And you always notice when they release them, they fly as if they are gone. You don't you ask, how did they take gather them every time? How did they take gather them every time? They are going back to where they packed them from. They will go back. They are a home bed. They know where they brought them from. They will go back there. Praise the Lord. And that is who Jesus Christ is. In Luke chapter 2, if you read it from verse 8 to verse 14, the angel of the Lord was announcing concerning the birth of Jesus. He says, glory to God. The angels were worshiping, say glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all men. Peace and goodwill to all men. God giving us Jesus, he was giving us goodwill. He was giving us peace. He was giving the whole earth peace, goodwill towards men. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave. Who will believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He stretched forth his arm and gave Jesus to the whole world, bringing peace, for he is the Prince of Peace. And that's why the spirit that came upon him was the spirit of peace. And in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, the angel mentioned that his name will be called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. For he shall save his people from their sin. From their sin. Because this is a time where God is preaching peace. That's why in Luke chapter 4, you read it from verse 18 up to verse 21, he went to the temple and he was given the book of Isaiah, and he stood at the temple to read. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the people and all the rest, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book and they were looking at him. What is this man saying? And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. This day is this scripture fulfilled. What? The acceptable year of the Lord. The offer of peace. The offer of peace. Very soon, this period will be over. And this time, it will no more be a dove coming. It will not be a sword that will come. Praise the Lord. Yes, the dove or a pigeon, they are also used for sacrifice. As we see in Genesis chapter 15 verse 9. Also in Leviticus chapter 12 verse 6, the dove was used as an atonement sacrifice. The instruction is, you bring two doves for your atonement. One will be slain, the other one will be released. Praise the Lord. It was used for atonement sacrifice. Leviticus chapter 12. You can read that from verse 6. From verse 6, read it down. Praise the Lord. And so, like I said, why the Spirit came on Jesus as a dove, it is that same reason. That every one of us must also receive the Holy Ghost in the same way. We must, before the Holy Ghost will come upon you, you must break down and look like a lamb. Jesus Christ said, except you are converted and be like this little child, childlike faith, you can't enter the kingdom. You can't enter the kingdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And only the children of God will inherit the earth. Meekness. 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 That is why there are songwriters. He sang a song. He says, from Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger on earth to be like me, my faithful Savior. How rich is his favor on earth to be like it, oh, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on and alone, on and alone, to be like it, to be like it, all true life's journey, all true life's like him. The next stanza of that song says, serene and holy, holy and lonely, on earth alone, to be like me, my grace forgiven, and heaven of heaven. A sacrificial animal. Sacrifice what? Jesus Christ sacrificed his own will to the Father's will. No matter what the danger was coming upon him, Father, if it were possible, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Your prayer point every time is, Lord, let my will be buried in your will. The Christian life is a sacrificial lamb. They told Jesus' disciples, we are forsaking all and follow you. What will be our reward? You have to forsake all. What is that all you have to forsake? Anything that will go against the will of God for you. Anything that goes against the commandment of God for you. And anything that will distract you, including Lot to be separated from Abraham. No matter how much Abraham you love him, he is going to disturb the covenant. Anything at all. And those that are led by the Spirit, when he received the Holy Ghost, as it descended upon him, the next thing we saw after that, he said he was led by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness to be tempted. The Holy Ghost said, oh yeah, go to the wilderness and a lot of trouble is going to wait for you there. And you say, not my will, but your will be done. If your will is for me to suffer, to achieve your purpose in my life, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. If the Lord is somebody, here am I, send me. I told the ministers something. I want to remind the whole church again. All of you, go call me, go call me, go call me. Let me use this opportunity to stress something for you that I caught in Genesis 24. Abraham is a type of God the Father in that setting. Isaac, a type of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. There is Eliezer that is a type of all servants of God sent forth into the ministry of reconciliation. The fivefold ministry or the chamberlains. Listen, because that is the greatest mistake all of us make. They say, Eliezer, go and get a wife for my son. He went. Can we open it? Genesis 24, verse 13. I hope either verse 11 or verse 13. I think it's verse 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry. Verse 32. Let me read it from verse 32. He has found the woman, Rebecca, by the well. Rebecca led him to the house. He was excited that he has gotten the woman that the master sent him. And in verse 32 and verse 33, and the man came into the house and he unguided his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. Now note verse 33. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, speak on. People leave this church and they are going to start ministry. They are looking for accommodation there first. Then they are looking for a hall that they will rent. Then you will buy the instruments. Then they are asking people, disturbing people, please, I beg go, and they go start ministry, bring this, bring that, bring this, bring that. Anybody that starts ministry that way, you have failed in that ministry before it has started. In every battle, every army, Colonel David, you are here, you are hearing me. If I talk something wrong, you know, if I refer to lawyer, I go talk to that lawyer. If I'm a soldier, I go talk to you. When you are going in a battle to conquer a place, what is the first thing you do there? Do you go and build barrack there? How can you build barrack where you have not conquered? Where do you live? You dig hole. You live inside trenches, inside bush. You eat canned food. You drink curry and quili quili. You carry water bottle. Jesus said, don't take anything along with you as you go. Don't carry purse. Don't carry anything. When you have finally conquered the place, then when you stay there, then you build your barrack and you furnish it because you have conquered. You want to think of the food you will eat. And if I go, how much will I go to send to me every month? How much? And I made that stupid mistake. I began to make announcement here to people who say, God, call them. What did it produce? It produced the Nigerian kind of soldiers that run away from battlefield. praise the Lord. A soldier man that land prefers to sit down inside a conditional office rather than go to the bush. Is he a soldier? A soldier man that is afraid of bullets. Is he a soldier? Praise the Lord.